here, upload it back onto the site for next week. Sound good?
Sure.
Okay, any questions?
No, so the date is going to be played next week. That's all I need to know.
Right, it'll be put, and I'll send you the link and everything for it.
Okay, thanks.
All right, awesome. We're going to go ahead and get started. Thank you very much for doing this on a pre-record and before you head off to the Bahamas. Oh, how is the Bahamas? Did your home there get damaged?
It's not the Bahamas. It's Tortola, and Tortola was completely devastated.
Oh, no. Okay, I'll call you after the show.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and get started, and then we'll chat when it's done. When it's done, when I start to wrap up, you can disconnect if you want, and I'll call you as soon as I finish all that last music stuff.
Okay.
Okay, all right, thanks.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Take it away, Julie.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. We are up and ready for another exciting episode here. I am so looking forward to this program today because I have an amazing guest, and she's a gal that I met a few months ago and just could not wait to get her on the show. I think she's just going to be an amazing. She'll bring some great wisdom to you, and I'll read a little bit about her bio in just a minute, but just to remind everyone, this is the Brain Lady Speaks radio show on the EWN radio or podcast network, and we are going to be sharing all kinds of information, and generally we'll always share information on how to improve your life, your business, and your relationships based on the science behind the psychology. So sometimes we're more on the psychology side, and sometimes we're more on the science side, and sometimes we're just merging right through the two of them. At either way, we are bringing lots of valuable information for you to improve those aspects of your life. We do this through sometimes just running, me sharing some great information on some of the latest scientific research in terms of the brain-personality connection and maximizing the power of your own innate gifts or your own brain power, so to speak. And sometimes it is like what we're doing today, sharing the wisdom of an amazing guest. Now, I always want to encourage everyone a few things. One, be comfortable when you're listening to this. Be sure that you are hydrated, that your brain is ready to accept the amazing information that we're going to share. And two, be sure that you hang on till the end of the program. There's all kinds of juicy stuff throughout the whole show, but it's after that last break that we take that our guest will share her gifts to you. And the ways, that's when I share the ways that you can get in contact with her and how you can work with her more or just simply read more about her and about some of the amazing stuff that she does. So be sure that you hang on there till the very last segment of the program. With all of that being said, and thank you very much for being on the program today, I'm going to read you a little bit about our guest. Our guest is Dr. Linda Reed. And I'm just going to tell you a little bit about her from her website. Her work and her passions have taken her all over the world, from Canada to Europe, Mexico, Australia, the Caribbean, the United States, China. I mean, she has been all over. Her diverse career has taken her from teaching in an elementary school through graduate school to consulting with teachers and administrators, marketing and recruitment for colleges and study programs abroad. Coaching brings the best of all of those experiences and abilities, allowing her to support the growth and potential in others. All of her pursuits have revolved around and incorporated the latest in brain research. You love me. I just love that brain research. The chain reaction and management and the importance of multicultural leadership and cultural competency to teach and lead others in creating a life of fulfillment, success, and purpose. She has different coaching programs that are designed for individuals and teams who are seeking to break beyond their status quo and maximize their individual and group potential. She has degrees, all kinds of degrees. She's got an education degree from the University of Vermont. She's got another degree from St. Michael's College in Vermont. She's got another degree from Edmonton, Canada. She's got professional coaching certifications. So she is just a wealth of information, and I am so excited to have her on the show. So welcome, Dr. Linda Reed, to the show. Linda, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Julie. I'm very excited to be here.
I know. I have to tell the listeners, we met several months ago at a Rotary. I did a speaking engagement at a Rotary group out here in California and had a great time connecting with Linda. And I immediately knew we were sitting at the same table, which was like kismet, if you want to call it. I mean, it was great to be sitting at that table and to be able to have a conversation with her. And I knew immediately she would be a perfect guest for the show because of what she brings to the table. So I always like to start off, Dr. Linda, if you don't mind. Do you want me to call you Dr. Reed or Dr. Linda or just Linda?
Whichever you prefer, it's fine.
Okay, we're going to be casual here. We're going to call her Dr. Linda. I always like asking my guests to share with the listeners what kind of your passions, like you have just this wealth of experience and traveling all over the world, sharing your knowledge. What led you into this passion? What led you down this path to having the business that you have today?
It's actually been a really natural progression. As you know, a lifelong educator, it just evolved from the teaching, from the international education, into coaching. And coaching just brings out kind of the best of everything that I've learned and allows me to support people in moving themselves forward. And I think that's, you know, my purpose.
That's awesome. Now, did you have something, you did a lot of education, being that you taught everything from elementary school to graduate school and beyond. So did you just know early on in your life that you wanted to be a teacher? I mean, what kind of drew you into that field? Because like you said, it was a natural progression to go from teaching into coaching, but what kind of led you into the teaching aspect of it?
Oh, I come from a long family of educators, and it was, just the thing that you do. I really had wanted to be an actress, you know, but I just chose to go with captive audiences that can't walk out on me, and that's kind of, it's always just one thing led to another, just kind of how you use what comes forward. And it's just taken it from teaching elementary to teaching junior high to teaching high school to teaching undergrad to teaching graduate students. And it just, my life has just kind of unfolded opportunities.
That's awesome. Now, tell me, because as you know, when we sat and chatted, I am passionate about the brain, and I'm so excited about all this information that's coming out of the field of neuroscience. It's just fascinating to me. What got you hooked on the brain? What was your story behind? I mean, when did you first realize that this information coming out of neuroscience and matching that through how it was helping us to understand kind of what's behind what makes us tick? When did you become, what was the thing that you read or you saw that made you interested in the brain?
Oh, wow, that goes way back to a woman named Barbara Meister-Vitelli. That when I was teaching, I was teaching junior high when I first came across her book and heard her speak. Her book was Unicorns Are Real. And Barbara had been told, you know, from a young age that she would never learn. and what she realized over as she got older. She found a mentor who just said, no, you can learn. And her eyesight was such that the words floated above the page for her. And once she used like a blue transparency on top of things, everything sat down and she was able to learn to read. She's actually a member of Mensa. And her story and what she learned and how we can apply that to helping students learn just set me on the path of just, I couldn't get enough of the neuroscience and the brain research and how we can help ourselves and others learn and grow.
And, you know, that is absolutely, that is the best thing about this information coming out of neuroscience. And for the listeners who aren't familiar with Mensa, Mensa is a group of individuals. It's a high IQ society. And so in order to be a part of that group, you have to be able to pass this test that equates you with a very high IQ. So that gives you some background on why that was impressive with Barbara Mitelli, you said was her name?
Barbara Meister-Vitelli, yeah.
Okay, Meister-Vitelli. So that, you know, for her to overcome that obviously was a big challenge. And it's true, you know, it's reading, for me, it was reading the book Head First with Norman Cousins, that by Norman Cousins, that connected me to the brain and understanding the what's going on behind the physical things that happen in our body based on what we're thinking. Well, the topic that we're going to really focus on today is a concept of more. Tell us about that concept. What is more? To get us started off, what is that?
More is a concept that I developed. It's an exploration of yourself through a mindful internalization of four elements: meaning, owning, relationships, and emotions. So more is an acronym for those four elements of meaning, owning, relationships, and emotions. And it's through acting on and being aware of each one of those elements that we can evolve and continue to fulfill and live our potential. If we block our ability in any one of them, then we block our ability to be who we're meant to be.
And that's, it's important, you're going to explain to us more about what each of these portions are to more, but it's really, so many people feel that they're not reaching their full potential, and they get frustrated with that. It frustrates them that they can't move to a certain level or do what they want, achieve what they want to achieve. So I'm assuming that this process of the concept of more is going to, it helps people to do that. So let's just start with that first part of the acronym, the M, which is that meaning. What is the importance of meaning in our lives in connection to unlocking that potential?
Well, meaning is that piece that acknowledges that we need to contribute, that we need to feel belonging and valued and play a part in a larger purpose. And so meaning, the components that go along with meaning are belonging, passion, purpose, and also what a huge piece of creating meaning is exploring meaning through loss.
Can you expand on that just a bit? You got me curious. What exactly are you saying? What are you talking about there, meaning through loss?
That is, I think, one of our biggest opportunities for growth and understanding. And whether it's a loss of a job, whether it's loss of a loved one, whether it's through the catastrophic events like is happening in the Caribbean as we speak, through the hurricanes Irma and Maria, or through the earthquake in Mexico City, these opportunities of loss allow us to reframe ourselves and our purpose and our passions in our life and connect to those that we belong with and live our lives in honor of them and ways to build everyone. I think one of the things I keep posting right now is stronger together and together forward. And it's about creating meaning together and learning with wisdom about how to move forward.
Got it. And boy, and you personally, I'm I know you have personally been touched by this in a tremendous way, and I don't want to, you know, have you I don't want to get too far off track, but you are able to, I want everyone to know that Dr. Linda lives in two places. She's here in the United States, but she is also in one of those Caribbean islands. And it was one of the ones she told me right before we went live, or before we came online here, that it was completely devastated. So you're able to share this experience or this teaching, this process of experiencing through loss, or of growing through loss, or finding meaning through loss, because you've just obviously been hit quite hard by your second home there, or your other, I shouldn't say second home, because you spend, if I understand correctly, you spend the equal amounts of time. So it is your home there on one of the islands.
Yes.
So So our heart goes out to you and everyone else who has been affected so much in this last couple of months, have just been hit with natural disasters all over the earth. So my heart goes out to you, and for those of you who want to connect and really benefit from this experience in terms of how do you turn this experience into something positive, can you share with us just real, I this is totally putting you on the spot, and if it's uncomfortable for you at this particular point in time, I completely understand, we'll just move on, but help us with this situation, because there are so many right now that are experiencing this devastation. Can you give one or two tips of how to how to get the meaning through loss here with these natural disasters that have hit right recently?
I think one of the biggest things is that to know you're not alone, and to, because the only way forward is for us to work together and to support each other, and that's within the small community. I mean, within Tortola post Irma, everyone came together. I mean, the devastation is the new norm, but everybody works and rebuilds, and everyone, as Maria was coming, people whose homes were still standing, that had a roof, took others in, and they will move through the flooding and the devastation, and they will grow stronger together. I mean, the people of the Caribbean are very resilient, and they know that in order to move forward, they have to work together, and they will learn from this through all kinds of loss. My husband had cancer and went through a bone marrow transplant, and cancer hit him right at the peak of his professional career, and the loss of that taught us so much, because it gave us the humility that we needed to understand that everyone is there. People are there to support you. And those people that are there on the front line giving it all, there's more. There's layers and layers of more there. We have friends who just evacuated from Tortola, who arrived in Puerto Rico just yesterday. And they saw, as they came out into the airport, there was hundreds of people, and they thought they were all evacuees. Well, all of a sudden, everyone said, "Welcome home," and gave them food and water and clothing. And they were overwhelmed at this giving. The Puerto Ricans were there right away for the BVI Islanders. And with as little as the BVI has right now, they will be there for the Puerto Ricans, as well as the USVI and all of them from Dominica up the Lesser Antilles. We will work together and rebuild stronger. And that's where you get meaning. You get meaning from giving and supporting others, and knowing that you're making a difference in someone's life makes a difference in your own life.
Wow, what a powerful, powerful message that you just shared. And real life, tangible experience happening right now as we speak, that is something we can learn from. All right, we are getting ready to take our first break here on the Brain Lady Speaks radio program. I invite you to get up, take a deep breath, a stretch, and join us after the tunes.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Hey everyone, Julie Brain Lady Anderson here. I want to talk to you about something that is near and dear to my heart, and that is the YBM, or Your Best Mind Certification Program. With this program, we are changing lives one brain at a time. You see, it is our vision to that by providing an educational and uplifting message to individuals about their unique brain gifts, we can help them to maximize the power of their brain and personality, not in a metaphysical way, but with science. And this is the core of what we teach at Your Best Mind. However, taking this life-changing message to the world, as you can imagine, is a very large undertaking. And that is why we have created the Your Best Mind Certification Program. This program is the compilation of over 2 decades of training, research, hands-on application, and preparation by yours truly, Julie Brain Lady Anderson. I am the owner, founder, and CEO of Your Best Mind, and I have put together the gems of my education to create a remarkable program to pass on to those who are up for the challenge. So if you're up for the challenge and you want to help change the world for better, one brain at a time, please send me an email at info@yourbestmindonline.com, and we'll talk about it.
Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show with Julie Anderson. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. I am Julie Brain Lady Anderson, and I am here with Dr. Linda Reed. And she had just, before we went to break, she was talking about finding, or the first section of more, the M in more, and that is finding meaning in our lives. And she even talked, she was sharing her very personal story about meaning through loss and the power of that. And we are going to go ahead, and I would love to chat more about that particular situation there in the Caribbean. However, I really want to have the listeners get all of the wisdom from the entire concept of more. So let's move on. If you will, Dr. Linda, tell us what the core, how the core element of owning, which is the O in more, owning impacts our potential in life.
Owning is that piece, the element that really speaks to our responsibility to self. It's about knowing that we are responsible for our health, our perceptions, our beliefs, that we need to take responsibility for how we perceive any situation in our lives. And so owning is about knowing that we all carry our own beliefs and baggage. Like, we're all born with this invisible set of luggage that everything in our brains gets tucked into, and every experience that we have in our lives keeps getting added skin. And you know, if you've traveled or moved a lot, that there's often you come back from a travel or you move to a place that you don't even know what's inside boxes, or there's clothes that you never wore. We carry a lot of useless things about our beliefs about ourselves that, you know, maybe a teacher in grade two said to you, that it helps us to open up our luggage and say, well, what am I carrying? Is this still moving me forward, or am I using this to limit myself? And throw those things away. It's about taking control of, you know, what we own and moving ourselves forward. And I think one of the biggest things I see in so many people I coach is just owning our worth. I can't tell you how many really successful people, when I ask them to stand up and put their arms up above them and say, I'm worth it, that break into tears or can't do it, or, you know, just can't look themselves in the eye in the mirror and say, you're worth it. And it's that place, it's in that place of worth and owning that we really, truly can move forward.
That's really a powerful exercise that you talked about, and I think it for people really need to understand the power behind this, because we are taught really not to think too much of ourselves most of the time. You know, don't always put yourself first, and, you know, let other people enter the room before you, and that's very polite and that's good manners and all of that, but sometimes these types of things will put into our heads, and I'm not saying don't do that. I'm saying if you have that lack of value in your own life, then I can see how it definitely is going to stop you from moving forward. And that, I like the analogy that you had about getting rid of the stuff in that box. It's not serving you if you haven't used it or you don't need it. And it can be something that happened. The insignificant thing said to us by significant people in our lives is something that we carry around, and it devalues us. So what are some of the most challenging aspects of creating more in our relationships? And that's the R in that acronym, MORE. So what's the most challenging aspects of creating, getting more out of your relationships?
Well, I think one of the things that a lot of us who grew up with the wonderful world of Disney, still as intelligent and as educated as we are, still have this idea that relationships are magical, that everything will work out. And they're not. Relationships are really hard work. They take giving and receiving. Listening in a relationship is about being fully there. It's not about being fully there with a phone in your hand, with watching a TV. You have to stop everything and pay attention and listen not just to the words, but the energy behind the words. So often people will get caught up on a word and then attack, as if a relationship is a debate on the definition of a word, when it's like that's not the meaning of what was being said if they listen to the words and the energy and the emotions behind what's being said. And understanding, you know, what motivates us and knowing when to let go, when a relationship no longer serves you. It doesn't mean you have to say, okay, done. You know, I'm going to unfriend you on Facebook. I'm going to unfriend you in life. It's about just knowing that if a relationship isn't serving you, then it's okay to move away from that relationship.
You know, that's interesting. The show is here on the EW and the eWomen Network podcast network, and it is the owner of eWomen Network is Sandra Yancey, and she uses the term bless and release. You know, those people who are not in the relationship isn't working. It's not, like you said, it doesn't have to be a hostile thing. Sometimes it's just bless and release, and let them out of your. And how do you find that people sabotage their relationships in terms of under this concept of more? Why do they either stay in a relationship that they shouldn't be staying in, or whether, and I'm not necessarily talking about interpersonal relationship, it could be a business relationship, it could be any of those things. What do you think is one of the reasons why individuals will do this, and in that way sabotage their own ability to succeed more because they're hanging on to something they shouldn't be.
Well, part of it is that, you know, more is this concept that isn't linear. It, everything's interwoven together. And so people stay in relationships because they haven't owned their worth. People stay in relationships because they feel that that's where they belong because they don't have a sense of worth, that they're, you know, that this is the way it's supposed to be, that, you know, I had a young woman who got pregnant at a young age and so married the man because that's what you were supposed to do. And the marriage was so devastating to her, but she thought, well, that's it. You know, I got pregnant, now I'm married, this is it. And it wasn't until she started processing through coaching and really understanding, well, what are the underlying feelings and reasons behind this, that she started to see another way forward and that she could make a choice and she could let go of that marriage and still have a relationship where her son could still see his father and they would be co-parenting, but just not in a marriage relationship that was limiting her and hurting the relationship then with her son because they had a very unhealthy relationship as parents. And so it's all about, you know, where are our motivations coming from that have put us into a relationship in the beginning, and what do we need to shift in terms of our motivations? What do we need to risk and stretch in order to be vulnerable and open and give ourselves a chance to move forward, either together in a relationship to enhance it or to release it and, as you said, bless it and let it go.
Great experience that you share. And I know that some of the listeners are probably, you know, their brains are probably turning right now going, you know, how does that, and you shared a very, you know, the most intimate relationship between a husband and a wife, that situation. But don't you find that sometimes individuals, when you're talking about entrepreneurs or individuals in their business, that they have a tendency to do the same thing? Like maybe they're holding on to a relationship with a client or a business partner that can be unhealthy in that situation because of those other, they're not owning their value or they're searching for meaning in this business transaction that isn't necessarily there. Do you find that that happens with business people as well?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I had a woman who was the director of a nonprofit, and one of her teams, her sub-teams, became so dysfunctional together, she felt like she was babysitting them. And that limited the bigger picture of what she could work on. And as she processed opportunities, she found new ways to sort of empower them to deal with their dysfunction, release individuals who were causing and creating the dysfunction, and move to a whole other layer. It's so often when I also find what is really interesting is the universe will give us opportunities for that, even if we think we're going to hang on to something really tight because we're afraid of losing that client or losing that business, things will happen that we will make us lose it anyway. So if we are proactive, then we can move forward and keep being resilient and adjusting to the changes that are going to happen to us, whether or not we want them to.
Yeah, very true. Isn't that very true? And sometimes it's a matter of stepping back, taking a deep breath, looking at the big picture, and kind of analyzing what's going on and am I missing cues here that mean I need to get out of this particular relationship. Okay, so we've covered the M in the meaning, the O in owning the aspects of your worth, your potential, relationships being the R. Now take us into that last aspect of more, the E in more, and that is what do most people ignore about the importance of emotions?
Most people ignore the fact that every emotion is important, that when you feel anger, it's important to allow yourself to feel the anger. Doesn't mean you have to yell or act out, it means you need to understand, okay, what has happened right here has triggered anger in me. Why has it triggered anger, and how can I use that in a way to move forward, to be better? Not to how do I use it to demolish and destruct someone. It's how can I use it to understand a bigger picture. And so all of our emotions are important. Figure out how to express in safe ways or process in ways that will help us understand more about ourselves and others. The emotions that we don't express stay inside us and will turn into other things. They will turn into that dis-ease in our lives. And those stop us, unexpressed emotions stop us from having clarity and from understanding and accepting the bigger picture. It impacts our wellness. It totally impacts our wellness. And one of the other biggest things, too, in terms of our emotions is forgiveness. Forgiveness is a huge key for moving forward. And it is probably one of the hardest things to do, especially when it has become personal. But if you hang on to not forgiving someone for hurting you, then basically you are continuing to allow that person or that situation to hurt you as long as you are holding a grudge and anger about it. But forgiveness is a freedom for you, not for that other person.
Oh, my goodness. You are singing my tune, sister. I have tried to get this across to some people very close to me so many times that when you let go of that, when you do that forgiveness, you are stopping their control over you. So long as, and it's not hurting the other person. The other person that could have hurt you 20, 30, 40 years ago, they've moved on with their life. They don't care. The fact that you're angry at them, it doesn't bother them most of the time. I should say this most of the time. It doesn't bother them in the least bit. The only person it's hurting is you because it's breaking down your immune system. You mentioned disease. You know, it's literally attacking yourself inside emotionally and physically. And once you learn that, it's like, don't let them control you anymore. And the only way to do that is to truly step away from the anger and the hurt and into that just letting go and forgiving. It's, you know, it is what it is, and moving on. So I love that you shared that.
Emotions either expand you and others. I mean, we just think about the last time you laughed. When you laughed and you, like, belly ached, cried, you were laughing so hard. If you can go back to that moment and just picture it and just be in that moment, feel that again. You trigger those same endorphins in your body when you go back to that happiness moment. And when you can really see it clearly in your brain, you'll get that smile on your face.
Oh.
Whoever it was that made you laugh, you know? And I think that one of the things, too, is when we're really ill, like, for example, my husband going through cancer, we surrounded ourselves in absurdity. We watched things that made us feel good and made us laugh. And it's, I mean, Dorman Cousins goes back to the whole laughter, the importance of laughter and our health and regaining health. And it's unfathomable that people, you know, close themselves down. When you open yourself up to laughter and humor, you help yourself heal and you help yourself move forward. My husband's bone marrow transplant meant that he was in an isolation room for 30 days. And so what we did within this isolation room, every time I went into the isolation room, I had to wear a mask and gloves, but we turned it into kind of a space pod. We thought, well, this is like going into space. So we put posters up of nebula and the solar system, and we had, you know, names for all of his equipment that were part of our starship. And the nurses and everyone who came into his room thought we were all crazy and absurd, but they all loved it, and it was really great positive energy that promotes healing.
Oh, you know, and that you just hit on exactly what started me in my obsession with the brain was that connection. People don't understand, and I applaud you and your husband for doing that, because no doubt that helped to increase his body's immune system and his body's ability to come back from this cancer and to move forward in a healthier place. And people don't realize how very important those positive emotions are. So great, great life experience. I'm sure you have lots of other tidbits of what you did that could really help individuals with that. All right, we have, I hate to do this, but we have one more break that I need to go to for one of our sponsors and talk a little bit about on the commercial about how you can have your own radio show. But I am really looking forward to this next segment and hearing more and about you and how people can connect with you and what you have to give our guests. All right, join us after the break on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show with Julie Anderson. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to this last segment of today's Brain Lady Speaks radio show. We are here with Dr. Linda Reed, and we have gone over her what she has created in this process that she works with her clients of understanding the concept of more. That is the meaning in your life. That is owning your worth, the impact of your, how that impacts your potential, relationships, how that factors in, as well as the very, very, very importance of emotions. And I love the fact that she said they're all highly integrated. So it's each one is intertwined with the last one. Lots of great information that you've shared with us. Thank you, Dr. Reed, for doing that. Now, you have, I want to be able to get into how people can continue to connect with you if something that you've said has resonated with them. So tell us, you have a program that is, let me see if I can find the Actualizing Change, and it's actually a 12-session coaching program that you do. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, Actualizing Change is a 12 sessions because it takes us at least 3 months to create a new habit. So I work with individuals in terms of creating the, like, first session is really about a brain dump, and it's like everything that's going on in your life, everything. Then we do a whole thing about what's not going on in your life that you want going on. We group them into categories, and we come up with three areas for goals. Now, I work holistically, so if we're coming from a business perspective, they can be two business goals, but at least one has to be personal, or vice versa, because you can't just focus on your business and not increase your personal and be aware of your personal thing. Otherwise, you're overall, you're going to end up with challenges and health issues or failure at some point. Vice versa, we need to deal with both in order to balance and move forward. So we work on three areas for goals, create really yummy titles for the goals, and then our stepping stones to get there, and also work then week by week, once a week, an hour, we work for an hour, and slowly people make the change and move forward. And there's always somewhere within those 12 weeks where these quantum leaps, and I'm always in awe of where people go. I stopped very quickly when I first started coaching. As an educator, you know, people always come to you for the answers, and so I always have, you know, a million teacher answers for things, and I learned very quickly that I don't have any answers. I only have the next question, and the next question is where people go, oh, I never thought of that. And that's the jewel, because that's where your brain's never gone before. So that's where we focus, and that's where we stretch to move you forward and create those things you want to create. And by the end of 12 sessions, people are in a new place, and people have energy and have those abilities to help move themselves forward and have started to make changes in their lives that are really positive.
Wow, that's, you know, it is. It's when you expand and stretch that brain that those new neural connections and new pathways and all of that takes place. So it sounds like it is a really great program that you have. And for the listeners, I'm going to tell you right now, so everybody wants to get ready, if this is something that resonates with you, she has offered that the first listener that contacts her and signs that contract for this Actuating Change 12-session coaching series, that they will receive a 20% discount. So $560 savings. That is just amazing and so generous. Thank you so much, Dr. Linda, for doing that. Now, you also have the little book of more, The Evolution of You, is going to be coming out soon. How's the progress on that? I'm not sure if what's happened with your home and the natural disaster and whatnot, if that's kind of pushed that off. But what's the ETA? It was supposed to come out this fall. What's your ETA looking like now for the book?
It should be going into the publishers in the next few weeks. Of course, my loss section is going to be expanded a little bit because I really want to speak to devastation that takes loss to a whole other larger level. And then it'll be turned into the publishers, get some feedback. I'm publishing with Balboa Press and hope to have it out before Christmas. That's my goal.
That I look very forward to seeing that, and this no doubt it will be a perfect example of being able to take that the meaning of loss, gaining meaning through loss that we talked about at the very beginning of the program. Boy, that's going to be a powerful lesson that you will be sharing, I'm sure, in that book from your own very personal viewpoint and experience. So that's going to be a book that's, I'm sure, no doubt going to hit the bestseller list. So what I want the listeners to do is we need to get on Linda's mailing list. And the way that you're going to do this is to email her. And let me see here. Let me look for that email address. Correct me if I'm wrong. Do they just send an email to linda@kusalallc.com?
That's right.
Okay, so I'm going to spell this out for the listeners, but remember I will also put a link for this on the show page. Linda is spelled with a Y, so it's Lynda at Kusala, KUSALALLC for the Limited Liability Corp, so LLC.com. And again, I will have this on the show page in case you missed that. And we need to get on her mailing list so that we can get notification as soon as this book is out. Now, you also have social media sites that individuals can connect with you on, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Linda Reed, and then you have your Kusala LLC business page. Is that right?
I have the KusalaLLC.com is my website. I have Facebook, Kusala LLC, as well as my Linda Reed personal Facebook page. I also am on LinkedIn.
Perfect. Wonderful. Okay, so we will, again, I will have all of those ways to get in touch with Dr. Linda here on the show page at brainladyspeaks.com. So you go to that show page and you will be able to find all the ways that you can connect with Linda Moore and send her an email to get on that notification list for when the little book of Moore, The Evolution of You, will be out. What a great book to have out during this time of the year, and knowing everything that everyone has experienced here in the last couple of months. Well, Dr. Linda, thank you so much for taking your time. I know you have an incredibly busy schedule. We've had some challenges between my crazy schedule and your crazy schedule to get this program done, but I very much value and am honored that you have taken the time to be on the Brain Lady Speaks show today. So thank you so very much for being my guest.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you for persisting and finding a time for me to reach out to your listeners and hopefully share a little bit of more that can help them move forward.
Oh, and I have no doubt they will gain lots of benefits from listening to the program today. All right, everyone. Thank you very much for taking the time to join us on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. We have had a great time finding some great information on the program and hearing so much wisdom from our guest today, Dr. Linda Reed. I want to remind everyone, go to the show page to connect with her more. Be sure to tap into all of her resources that she has and visit her website, KusalaLLC.com. And for future programs, you know me, I'm always looking for great, amazing guests like the guests that I had today. So maybe you have heard someone speak. Maybe you have read a book. You know how I am about the brain. If you've read something new about neuroscience and how it's connecting to our health or our relationships or our personality, please reach out to me. Shoot me an email at info@brainladyspeaker.com. And we'll take a look at it. Who knows? You might wind up as a quick little interview on the program or connect me with some amazing people, and I will certainly thank you for that. I also want to remind everyone that if they want more information about the Your Best Mind certification program, to please visit my main website, yourbestmindonline.com, and check out the certification program or any of the other products and services that we have. That is the website there. And if you have any questions, of course, please reach out. Send us an email, info@yourbestmindonline.com. All right. Until next week, I want everyone to just really embrace every moment. If there's anything that these last few months have taught us about life in general, is that things can change instantly. The weather can change and take away half of what you have or destroy everything you have. So please just take time to embrace your relationships. And until we speak next week, enjoy every moment. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, every week, she is here to bring that change to you. Julie often tells people that their greatest asset is not their stock portfolio, not their real estate holdings, or even their retirement account. No, it's what you were naturally born with, your brain. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, the sky is never the limit. As a matter of fact, there is no limit. Be sure to tune in to The Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson next week and every week, 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. See you next time, everybody.
This is the EWN Radio Network.